This is Ted Kennedy. There's a new breeze in the defense budget. Dick Cheney and Ted Kennedy see eye to eye on a good way to make substantial savings. Can Senator Al Simpson be far behind? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the inevitable logic of the budget deficit has persuaded even some of you Republican hawks and big military spenders that the Pentagon binge is over. Last month, Congress and the President negotiated a budget compromise that requires significant defense cuts to reduce the deficit. Now, Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has come up with a plan to achieve part of the required reductions by holding the number of aircraft carriers constant at 14, instead of expanding the fleet to 15, as the Reagan administration wanted. If that sounds familiar, Al, it is. It's what I've urged for the past 2 years to curb wasteful military spending and halt the trend towards a hollow Navy with ships we can't man or defend. If you and Dick Cheney would only think twice about Star Wars, Al, we could even save more.
Yes, Ted. It does sound familiar to me. I do support Dick Cheney's move to presently postpone adding another carrier to the fleet. He knows that the deficit is a number one problem facing us today. Ted, President Reagan worked awfully hard in making America strong again over your continual railing. The latest budget agreement we hammered out has chopped defense spending to the bone. Now you want to emasculate that already reduced strategic defense effort. Where do you ever stop, Ted? The SDI program is already a shadow of its former self, now restricted to research and development. Yet many in the Congress, like you, see SDI as nothing more than a great pool of money to be sucked dry. We will need SDI in our future, and we shouldn't let you gut that program. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on recent polls showing Americans warming up to the Soviet Union. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.